Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
What's up, yo? It's Sunday, October 8th. It's still October 8th. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. Now available on iTunes, audioboom.com, and of course, iWatchMike.com. On the top, you'll see a tab, podcast, all the links are there. So let's get into this episode. Almost caught up, people. Thanks for joining me, though. Thanks for tuning in to everybody. I haven't had a chance to look to see who's been listening and everything else. I'll try to do that really soon once I get all these up and everything else. But Fear of the Walking Dead, Brother's Keeper, that aired Sunday, September 24th. This episode was intense, man. I really enjoyed this episode. Really, really enjoyed this episode. Not as much as the next one, but definitely enjoyed this one. This one starts off with showing Troy. We all knew Troy was going to die, right? Plus, I was seeing the commercial, so I was like, he's alive. But still, I'm happy he's alive because, like I've said it, the past recap show and the recap show before that one, as crazy as Troy is, I like him. He reminds me of like a young version of Shane, right? So, but yeah, it was dope seeing him survive. He was, you know, eating rattlesnake and he knew where all the ranches were and going there. I really thought he was just going to go there and just live, but now he had a reckoning. He had an epiphany and, waste his one bullet and, is happy to see something, which we don't see till later on. Holy crap balls. But, you could just tell he was up to something and I was like, oh man, my crazy choice going to do something crazy. But he put my Alicia in harm's way. But, let's see. Let's talk about it. Let's keep going. Jake asked Alicia to the cabin. So now we know there's a cabin there. And of course we know where Alicia's going now in the next episode. But, smart move on Jake, right? Cause Alicia's hot. She's cool. She's a survivor. But no, she's not. She's, you can tell she's like a Maggie slash Carol. She's like, I can't leave the people. You fought for the people on this ranch. We went through all this crap, for the people here and for the ranch. I'm not going. And props to her. I'm telling you, that's she's blossoming into a leader, a badass leader. Jake, and I get it. I mean, at that moment, I don't think Jake was a wimp or anything. I think Jake, you know, just felt like everything that he fought for. And it's obvious he didn't care too much for the ranch or the ranch people. But he moved that careness over to Alicia. So I get it. I get it. I get Jake's thinking process. Troy visits Nick in the middle of the night, which I was like, oh, crap. But basically, it wasn't to hurt him. It was basically to warn him. And also, bring my brother Jake, because I want y'all to see what's coming. Coming. A cleansing. A biblical proportion. And we still didn't know what was going on at that moment. We just knew something. He was up to something, right? In the morning, Jake calls out Alicia, pretty much kind of puts it out there like, hey, you were trying to seduce me. Your mom was working this. Nick was working this. And Alicia, I thought she would have snapped better. And when I say snap better, meaning like come up with a better answer, but she was like a deer in the headlights. And I was like, Alicia, say something. And I don't know if she just didn't say anything because it was true or she was more speechless because, like, come on, Jake, how can you even say that shit? But then she goes outside and tells Jake, like, I did this for you. So there it was. So, you know, Jake got a little happiness before going off to find Troy out there. And they do find him, right? They find – and at first I was, like, looking at it with my wife and I was like – are those cows out there? And she's like, no, that's a freaking horde. I was like, holy shnikey balls. And then you see the explosion. And it's freaking Troy, the Pied Piper of zombies. Okay? He's leading him to the ranch to cleanse the ranch. Whoever survives, survives. And whoever dies, dies. I was like, holy crap balls. Because that was a huge horde of zombies. Like, huge. Was that the biggest one we've seen? I don't know. I can't remember if that's, like, bigger than the one we saw at The Walking Dead at the what is it called? The cavern thingy bobber? But I don't know. There's a lot of zombies out there. A lot of zombies. So, Troy is doing this. I thought it was a great scene. Great scene between Nick, Troy, and Jake. And their whole talking and the whole fighting thing. And Troy tells Jake about, hey, ask Nick about what happened. And Nick's like, oh, shit. Oh, crap. Because now Jake could turn around and shoot Nick. And then he mentions Alicia knowing, and then Nick jumps in and says that she didn't know. And it was just like all hit him at once, like his dad and then Alicia. And then you could just see it in his face. Like, I thought he was going to take his own life, but no, he was like, nope, brother, you're going to take this trip on your own. And then Nick comes in, and I don't know what it is, but I get it. I get it. Cause Nick was telling him, like, if you kill him, it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. And I get it. But knocking him down, because technically, if you really look at it, Nick hitting him, rolling down, zombie attack, got bit. That was Nick's fault. So that was Nick's fault. So technically, he killed another one of the family members. Yeah, I wonder if he's going to tell Alicia how it really went down. But no, but freaking Troy says that he's the one who got bit and he took him down. I'm telling you, these two are peas in a pod, another one. These two here, they complement themselves well, Nick and Troy. They're badass together, but then they, yeah. It's a very bromance, a serious bromance going on with these two right here. But yeah, so Jake gets bit, and then, Jake turns. He's got to put him down, which, it sucks. But before that, they chop his arm off, but, you know, then he dies and everything. I mean, I like Jake. That whole thing, I don't care. Because while all that shit was going down, right? All that, I was like, okay, you know, this is, don't get me wrong, it was intense. But my Alicia and Ophelia and Crazy Dog and the whole ranch people are taking on these freaking zombies. So I was like, okay, this is cool and all, but take me back to the ranch, because then the zombies start coming. They break through the fence. They put the RVs there. Something my wife and I didn't understand. How can this group of zombies push over an RV? I was trying to figure it out too, because I remember in The Walking Dead when Rick and all them put the RVs to try to turn, and I guess that's different because it wasn't like the force going in there. But I couldn't get. I was like, is that, could that even? And my wife's like, no, that cannot happen. But I mean, there's not any zombies around right now to tell and to see if that we could test that theory out. But I don't know. How do y'all feel about that? Do you think that was possible? I don't know. But they tump it over, and all hell breaks loose. I thought that was Alicia. Fighting and having to shoot the militia guy, which I liked him, the big giant dude, took it like a champ. And then they have him trying to get to the pantry, and then all of a sudden they're like, they got zombies in front of them, in front of the pantry, and then behind them, and then they just go all out, balls to the wall, just fighting, and I just awesome. And you could just, I don't know about y'all, okay, Crazy Dog, you know, I mean, he can fight, and Ophelia, it's obvious that she's, you know, a fighter, but Alicia, I don't know what it is. You could just feel like she's just like blooming into this super badass. Like she was just like unstoppable, and they fight their way through and they get into the pantry and they shut the door and bam, Alicia's got to catch her breath. And then she's looking at all these people in there, and they got ranch people and they got the Indian people, and everybody's just kind of sitting there going, what do we do next? And she's like, oh crap. And then bam, the episode ends. Great episode. Great. Intense. Just, the only thing was that RV falling, the RVs falling, and the zombies. But still, other than that, another great episode. Brothers Keeper, good stuff. And then we all know that the next episode, we'll talk about that in a second. But feel free, wherever you're listening to this episode, let me know what you thought about it. I really want to know y'all's thoughts on the whole RV thing. Is that even possible? See, if I had my crew here, Kristen, Brancy, Jesus, is that possible? Tweet me. Let me know. Text me so I can read it. But yeah, I just want to know. But other than that, another great episode. We got one more coming up right now. If you want to hear more, go to iWatchMike.com. On the top, it says podcast. All the links are there to iTunes and Audio Boom. Boom, there you go. My Facebook page is there. Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat, Mike the, T-H-A, Movie Guy. Everything's on my blog, so make sure you go check that out and surf around there, because sometimes I do giveaways. I actually got a movie screening giveaway going on right now. And more coming up. What else? I think that's it for right now. Shout outs to Amy McCracken of thevro.com. They show me love, putting shows up there. Brancy, my girl Brancy, putting out video content. Make sure you check out her profile on thevro.com. She's got a YouTube channel. Kristen, according to Kristen.com. Jesus, thisfunctional.com. Those are my crew. One day we'll be back together, but I'm the Alicia of the group, and they're the rest of the people. I gave them their characteristics last episode. I don't know if they agree or disagree, but I don't care. That's it, people. Coming up, I got another episode. Fear of the Walking Dead. Peace.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.